Yud in Bava Kama, continued Chafetz Ali Toshim Mem Beis, September
16, 1982, on Tuesday. In the case of Afterinu, so there is certainly the high one there in the case of Afterinu. The fact that he has title, so does not detract from the essential nature of the Mazik as a Kakoi. But Rav only says, in addition to the Mazik of Beir, it's a Mazik of Sheir too. So how can we say? First of all, it's a Mazik of Beir. Mamish Beir pure and simple. In addition, it is a new Mazik that is deduced from Sheir and Beir. Maybe cases, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure. But it's more established to say that this thesis here holds that according to Rav, it's Mufti of Beir. But it's a new Mazik, and the new Mazik has to be deduced from Sheir. Alright, but it's possible to say that thesis holds that according to Rav, if we have Kerinu, so it's a Mazik of Beir, pure and simple, and in addition, since he is a Baal HaMoreh, so we deduce it also from Sheir and Beir. So he is a chiyuv of Beir by itself, and the chiyuv that is deduced from Sheir and Beir. Alright. Now the more further. El Eteru Mi Beir Ki Beir. V'chi Koma Rav Kope, the more it keeps on exploring. What is Rav Kope's reference? If a person does damage while he's awake, then he's enough. If a person does damage while he's asleep, so then he told it. But I'm other people very long. Bnei Yoshi. So thesis points out that it's not only that it's Kayetzida, and Yoshi is up too, but what Mimone is emphasizing here is not the fact that Yoshi is up too. But assuming that Yoshi is not, but it's certainly Kayetzida, or the way they are, so mainly you cannot apply Rafopis Memre, Yeshme Makayetzida, to all. Like now, El Achikhanini, in other words, that the Av is a hezek done by the person with his roof, with his hands, with his feet, but with his body, and Tomei or Vodom is a hezek done by means of his keach, when he throws the heads. Or he spits out spittle, or he spits out saliva, so that's like a heads. If, let's say, he spat out saliva, and then on the floor, on the street, and then the person tripped over the saliva, so then it's better. He was a naya, better of Yishmael, and better. Because which person is bakti to retain title in the saliva that he spits out? Elo told the Mabe Kimad. So Rav Kope does not have reference to that. V'chi koma Rav Kope, I told the Eish. Told the Eish mani yu. Ilo ima vore sakim ase shi nukul kari lo kumon tsiyo vizi ko yechada. I ba de da vore koma aske ha Eish. Ma ish ne ish di kiyach hachamu lo bene. Ua me nishu osa oecho. Ha name kiyach hachamu lo bene. Ua me nishu osa oecho. Now, tasteless, that baby is on the dollar, so he pointed out that Kehacha Mulev Bein is not a complaint, it's a cook. So then Tesis says, the Kashi from this Gemara, because here the Gemara says, here in other Gemara, Maishne is Kehacha Mulev Bein, Hanami Kehacha Mulev Bein. So that seems to indicate that Kehacha Mulev Bein is the essential attribute of age, but according to Tesis, Kehacha Mulev Bein can only be considered as a kumet, not as a chumre. On the contrary, Kehacha Mulev Bein means that the headset done by age is not done solely by age. It's not done by age solo. It is done by age in cooperation and in conjunction with the act by another force, the wind. So on the contrary, it can only detract from the chimera of the mazik, not that it should be considered as a kure. So Teisa says in the Rambam, Ki hachamura bei is only kure. So why does the Gemara say, Maishneish di ki hachamura bei, hananami ki hachamura bei? The Gemara means as follows, Maishneish, that he is higher, in spite of the fact that he hachamura bei. So hananami, avon is hakinu masori, shemi chamura is gage, he not kure. Ba'adah d'azle, so you cannot say it should be potter, because after all, he is not the sole agent. I mean, there's another agent. No, because he's just as age, he's higher, in spite of the fact that there is another agent who cooperates with the age. So the wind. So here too. So this is how things is explained. But that's not the shita of all the gentlemen. I mean, the pasha saloshim. Pashas Saloshim of Gemara is when Gemara says, Maishne Dikir Haramote. So that's indicating that this is the Hunda, this is the attribute of it. That you wish. And the Abishayim were ahead of this. Oh, Maishne Dikir Haramote, Tam Zesha Dikir Haramote. Pomim shekhipsi likule upom lechum. So it's true. Sometimes the Gemara will mention Yehacham Urebei as a kule. For example, if the Gemara says, if the Torah had mentioned Beir, we couldn't learn out Eish Fambo. Why? Because Eish Yehacham Urebei has the kule of Yehacham Urebei. So in other words, so from the tips of the kule, we form the chumra. Kol achas lefim kemen. Bivadai kule lechumra yeshbe. So the Rashbo is chelik on our basis. Our basis is shite yeis, that ke hachem rove is never yom. It's only kule. So that's why he explains only the more as, ma yishnei ke hachem rove. Kipshute, the basis explains it, not kipshute, but he explains it, Maishnei Dikaramur Bey, in spite of the fact Dikaramur. But, the Rashba says, no, we can't take to the Chumah. The Lema, Shal Kei Chibur Bey Adeo, Avopisha Balat Takole, Eri Madrukes Agodish Mamesh, Nikomo Ke Liyad Shu Madrukes Oeish, Motsu, Rinsale Biliyad Ke Achacha Shem Lich Limad, Vichin Atam Bavon Sakini Shem Lich Mezage, Shem Yitzu 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 In other words, things for Shite is that Kehacham Urebei is never a Chumra. And the Rashbo Shite is that it is a Chumra. What's a Chumra? We understand it very well. Because on one hand, it's a Kule. Why is it a Kule? Because after all, we have to resort to another agency, to another factor, in order to produce the damage, the injury. On the other hand, in view of the fact that this is how the fire always operates, it always gets into calculation. The moment you set up a fire in your own courtyard, you are sure that it will get the immediate cooperation of the wind. So in the middle, there is more negligence. On account of the fact that there is an available external force that will immediately cooperate with that mazik, so that means that you are more negligent. So, according to Rashbo, so it's a chum. So, my Mishnei Dikir Hacham Urebei. And from certain Rashis, so in this Rashi, so many Rashis, I mean, it's impossible to spell out all the Rashis, but so many Rashis, wherever the Gemara uses the expression, Ki Hacham Urebei, so Rashi seems to explain it in the sense, even this Rashi, Beruach Mitzuyo, Beruach Mitzuyo, Aveinis Mechayo, Aveinis Mitzuyo, Havto Neish, Shaveish Nama Mechayo, Dikeh Hacha Murebo, Behavu Ola Sukadai. So you see why the Rashbo, Rashi Shite, so in other words, there is an element of negligence, of real negligence, because it's Keh Hacha Mitzuyo Bein. Alright, so, Manishnei Dikeh Hacha Murebo Bein Omein, Mishmolosan Olecho, Hanabe Kehacha Murebe, וממיין חוש דרוש נלך אבל יש יש כמו מה פופע טוב לראי נא לצי מתיס וממיין חו לבדק גבדיה דלאב ממיין בכין גבייש די פשיקה די הידי די שיש של חביר ובי של האחר לחיים so this says that the expression meist nicht gehandelt im Moment kohlisch in Rosna Lecho so the main kohlisch labda why? Because the main kohlisch is not a nika, it's not a basic fact. Sometimes it is an important factor, but not always is it a basic fact. Why? Because the kabidei of the halachi is if somebody digs a bear which is a rabbi in his chayis, where is Moment kohlisch? The factor of Moment kohlisch is lacking. So we see that the Torah was mechayev from Niski Moment is without the factor of Moment kohlisch. The Rai is from Bela. And then he says, and the Rai is also from age, because the teacher says that it is self-evident that if Ruben will take Shimon's matches and Shimon's wood, and he'll set up a fire, in Ruben will take Shimon's matches and Shimon's wood, and then he'll take them to his own courtyard and he'll set up a fire. So Ruben will be hired. But it's not his matches, it's not his wound. The fire, he has no title in anything. Who has title in everything? Shimon, not Ruben. But Ruben will certainly be hired. So that's a double portion. So Memela, that's what Jesus says. So that means that Moment Kohl is not always a necessary prerequisite. So that's why Jesus says, love that. So Abkleya says, highly common of the wisdom now, cases the Baramas, the Ishim Shimonim. So what do we see from that cases? From that cases we see that it's not such a double portion. That in Hebrew, Ishim Shal Habir, in the Ishim Shal Achriya, the higher. That if Ruben, well let's say, here is Ruben's courtyard, and over there is Levi's Gosh. So Ruben will take Shimon's matches and Shimon's wood, and you'll bring them to his courtyard, then you'll make a fire, a nice fire, in his courtyard. Then the fire will spread through the Ruach Mitzriyo, and it will extend to Levi's Gosh. So it's a double portion case that says that Ruben will be high, even though it's not his age. So we see that Moment Kohl is not a prerequisite in all Mazikim. In certain Mazikim, it is a prerequisite, we got the Sheya. So naturally, Sheya, what is the higher of Sheya? The fact that a certain person, that Ruben owns the bear, owns the Sheya. But suppose, let's say, doesn't own the camel. Shimon owns the camel. Only the certain camel. And then Ruben is a big expert in provoking the camel, in inciting the camel to bite. So suppose Ruben will incite Shimon's camel to bite. So Shimon will not be hired because Shimon is not negligent. He exercised the Papa Shmira. But Ruben will not be hired either on the basis of Shem. He might be hired in the Shemayim, Hamshah Sekabi Shel Chaveri VeChaveri, so it's Ruben. But on the score of Shem here, Ruben is not hired because the Keller is not his Keller. So as far as Shem is concerned, they are the moment. The title is the basic factor, but not in all Mazikim. Is title the basic factor? That's why they says Labdafke Gabibeya. Title is not the basic factor because the Aloha is Chetavir Mishisarabim. He has no title, so he's Mechuyev. And Gabeish, so the Aloha is that if Ruben will be married Bishishal Chaveret with Shimon's age, Bishishal Levi, so Ruben will be high. It's a double portion. So Gabibeya says, I will come up with these on our cases of Ramas or Ishim Shimonene, because they are the Gemara discussing Machlikas Chavichan Mishlokish, whether Ishim Shimchitzah Ishim Shimonene, so according to Chavichan and Ishim Shimchitzah, so according to Chavichan, if Ruben will set up a fire in his own courtyard, and then the fire will spread and across the street, and will injure a certain person, will injure Levi, So then in the higher without word, Nezek Tzar, Yuk Hashem is spacious not, because spacious, Ya'on Mechuyek, if Ya'on Mechavu. According to the what? That's according to Rabbi Yechad, because Ishi Nishim Chitzah. According to Mishlok, Ishi Nishim Arayna. So Ishi the same kind of field, like Beya, like Sheya, like Ken, Shem, Rego, and so on. So Mele, there is no doubt wrong. But, so it's not high doubt wrong. So Rashi says, another Nafkinine. So Rashi says, another Nafkinine between Rabbi Yechad and Mishlok, Ishi according to Rabbi Yechad. If, let's say, the Tishim Shim Chitzol, if Ruben will take, let's say, Shimon's matches and Shimon's wood, and he'll make a fire in his courtyard, then the fire will spread and burn and consume the godliness of Levi, so according to Rabbi Yechon, certainly higher, because of Shim Chitzol. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's his money or it's not his money. Hashem can call it his walking. But Ishim Shimon Meine, so it has to be his money. But if Ruben takes Shimon's fire, and he takes Shimon's wood, and Shimon's matches, and he sets up a fire in his courtyard, and then the fire spreads and burns Levi's garbage, so Ruben will be potter. So Tins says, it's Chelik and the Tash. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. In other words, the Tins is here in Shitose, Tins is over there. But Rashi is Chelik. So what Tetzer says is a double portion is not so, is not such a double portion. Rashi is Chelik. So what we see in respect to age, the whole point, in respect to age, that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tetzer. Most Rishonim agree with Tetzer, but Rashi should face the contrary. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tetzer in respect to age, according to Mishlokim, Mishim Shimameine. So according to Rashi, he can be the higher if it's his age. But if it's somebody else's age, he's potter. He's potter. But according to Tesla's, even if it's not his age, or let's say if it's an age of healthcare, so he's also high. He's also high. That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tesla. Now, so Tesla's, now let's see what Rashi says here. He should correct. Meist der Beier, die man mit Kuschen Rosse Alecho, aber dann die Beier lauf man mit ihm. Jetzt heißt es Kasche, so man es heißt es, hey, lauf dauf. Die Mome Menschen, es Momencho, because in respect to certain Masikin, Momencho, title is a collective, in respect to which Masikin? Keren, Shen, Rebo, that's all. But in respect to Beier, it's not a collective. In respect to age, this says, it's not a correct. So this says, love Gavke. But the Rajpur says, no, it's not. Abba Gavke, be a love moment, no. Mistapleli, do the busekoma, hochelema, da fiu tinzelema, ki du duk meranda, hob yoshusko. Have another moment, ho. So he says, the reason is why we do more mentions. The reason is why the Gemara mentions Momencho, not Lavdavki, the Ribusi. Even if you are going to say, Jif Leuk Merachmur Beshushra Adonam Momencho, so the Gemara is the Mechayim, okay. What do you mean, appealing to him? It's, so that implies the Loshim of the Rashbo indicates that there is some discussion Bayer, Machlikis, and the reason as to why the Gemara mentions Momencho in respect to Bayer is because even if we are going to say, what do you mean? Are you saying or you're not saying? What do you mean? Are you doing it? So, it is obvious, I mean, I think so, that this is the Kavone of the Rashi. That's the reason as to why I went over the whole Gemara, the Machlikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael, that from Tessamit Bayer. So, Achiva Birbish Dayoch, the Apostle is Yisrael. In other words, Achiva Birbish Yisrael. Chayish. Vizeu Beirom Abateiro. Dibur Abishmo. So Yisrael says, the Apostle is Yisrael. Achish Beir. Oich Yich Yish Beir. So, Barabir Mishale, in Kesef Yoshe Bibor, so, has reference to Birbish Yisrael. Rabakiva Yimei Yenor. That Apostle of Kinyich Tach Yichre in his reference not to Be'er Mishus HaRabi, but to Be'er Mishus HaYochid, Hifkeh Rishusei Livke Be'er. Hifkeh Rishusei Livke Be'er is the only way on the way. There, so that is the Machlokeh between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The question is whether the Pasuk deals with Be'er Mishus HaRabi or with Be'er Mishus HaYochid. So Rabbi Shmuel says it deals with Be'er Mishus HaRabi, Rabbi Akiva says it deals with Be'er Mishus HaYochid. But there is a Machlokeh between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. Omar Rabbi, the Be'er Mishus HaRabi call out to the Yitzchak. Everybody is made in the Be'er Mishus HaRabi Yitzchak. Like I know my quote to Yitzchak the Yitzchak, Ima Psycha Chayim, Ima Ophila Likosh, Ewa Shal Miski Psycha Lam Miski Kriya Boyo. But Nech Likol of Be'er Mishus HaRabi, Hadaki, Vesoba Be'er Mishus HaRabi, Ina Amir Chayim. Dirsi, Bala Be'er, Bibeya Nisri Boyo, Koma Rahman. Dirsoba, Bala Kol, Right, that's Rabbi. So Rabbi says that Be'er Mishus HaRabi Malibi Kul Aom. Because that's Gzer Sakosu, how is it simply clear? But the Machlokes is whether he's also higher for Be'er Mishus HaYochid, Hifkeh Rishusei Livke Be'er. So Rabbi Akiva says, not only is he mechuyev for Be'er Dov Mishus HaRabi, that goes without saying, but not only is he mechuyev for Be'er Dov Mishus HaRabi, he is even mechuyev for a Be'er Dov Mishus HaYochid. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, only Be'er Dov Mishus HaRabi. Be'er Dov Mishus HaYochid, not. Then Rabbi Yisef says, the Be'er Mishus HaYochid, Kulam Mutlim Chayim. Goes without saying, my time of Allah Be'er Omrachma, the Be'er Mishus HaRabi Maskim, Ki Kriya, the Be'er Mishus HaRabi. Rabbi Shmuel said, the Be'er Mishus HaRabi, Nana Chayim. Yechsif Ki Niftah, Lechayichem. Rabbi Akiva had a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yitzchak says that Be'er Mishus HaYochid, everybody agrees he's higher. He creates a little bit there. And the Machlokeh between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to Be'er Mishus HaRabi. Rabbi Shmuel says not only is he higher for Be'er Mishus HaYochid, he creates a little bit there, but he's also higher for Be'er Mishus HaRabi. Rabbi Akiva says only Be'er Mishus HaRabi. Now, so it's a Machlokeh between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, what's the clone? I mean, the Shem say, I mean, there's more than that, and that was the pastor, that whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, so except in a few places, the Allah is like Rabbi. So the Indian left. So, these are the exceptions. But generally speaking, so whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, the Allah is like Rabbi. Thesis mentions it in many places in regard to the machlokes in regard to Shem Rabbeinu, Shem HaSochar, Shem HaChinuch. But that's a cloud. That whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, so generally speaking, the halacha is like Rabbi, except a few places. Just as the Gemara says, whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, so except in few places, so the halacha is like Rabbi. So here, the halacha is like Rabbi, not like Rabbi. So according to Rabbi, so it goes without saying that Be'er Mishus HaRabi is Israel. Everybody is made. That's in the whole portion. The machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to Be'er Mishus HaYochid. So Rabbi Shmuel says only Be'er Mishus HaRabi is Israel. Be'er Mishus HaYochid now. And Rabbi Akiva says Be'er Mishus HaRabi and Mishus HaYochid. Now we pass to like Rabbi, we pass to like Rabbi Akiva. That's right. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so Be'er Mishus HaYochid goes without saying, it's not from everybody. But Machlokeh between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is regard to Be'er Mishus HaRabi. So Rabbi Shmuel says, not only Be'er Mishus HaYochid is high, and that is certainly high, because of Rabbeinu, but even Be'er Mishus HaRabi is high. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Be'er Mishus HaYochid is high, Be'er Mishus HaRabi is not. We pass like Rabbi. It seems, that's what I think, that according to Rabbi, even though the Rajpur in that test doesn't say a word about it. But it seems to me that according to the Rajpur, now we can ask Ishai. Now, we pass like Rabbi, and we pass like Rabbi. So in other words, so we pass that if somebody digs a bear which is Rabbi, he's higher. If somebody digs a bear in his own courtyard and his master issues says we lift your bear, he's also higher. So it can be explained in three ways. Three ways. What is the mechayev? Is the basic mechayev the making of itakon? A bear means itakon. The making of the bear. The making of the day, the setting up of the title, the setting up of the day. So then you rest, so naturally, so you can understand very well. That's why Rabbi says, Bibirdish is Rabbi Kulaun with the Chai. My time of Makoti Yiftach, the Chiyiche, Mal Psyche Chai, Mal Kriya Mikosh. What do you mean? Elo Aliski Psyche, Mal Iski Kriya Bori. I mean, what does it mean, Aliski Psyche, Mal Iski Kriya Bori? What does it mean? Naturally, I mean, if he didn't talk in Ankovret, there wouldn't be a Beya, there wouldn't be a Chai. If he didn't dig, there wouldn't be a Beya. So, it couldn't be a Chai. What's the special to us, of course? Aliski Psyche, Mal Iski Kriya Chai. No, because one could argue that the making of a Beya, the fact that he was carried there, the fact that he was special there, he made Beya, that is not Mechayev. The Mechayev is Momele. I have property. So I have the burden of exercising care over my property, that no damage, no injury should ensue from my property. So Momele, naturally, if I make a Beya, so that means, if my make a Beya, so the Beya is considered my property. So that's why I'm a Beya. But the Mechayev is Momene. Momene. But if it's Momene, it's not negligent, it's not Chayev. But if you don't Beya, so it's certainly negligent. But the Mechayev is the fact that he owns a mummy that caused damage. I'm responsible for any damage caused by my father. Just as I am responsible for any damage caused by my goof, by my care, I am responsible for any damage caused by my father. But I have to be negligent. So, in other words, so if I don't, I'm certainly negligent. So, the washing by Adi is, Imam Psychachai, Valkyrie, Oshi, Roshawiski, Psychachai, Valkyrie, Tree, Bore. So we could say that this is as Akosov tells us that the Mechayev is not Mamele. It's not title that is the Mechayev of Tashlomim. It's the fact of the Asiya Samazit, the making of the Beya. The making of it. So Rabbi says, the Beya Mishas Rabbi Kulaun Pi Mechayev, my time of Akosov is Kami Chim Yichim, Rav Sir Chayev Ali Yilikosh, Rav Shal Yishki Psir, Rav Yishki Chriya Bole. So in other words, so that's one way of explaining the Gemara. That the Mechayev is the making of the Mazi, the making of the Beir, that's the Mechayev. So the Mele, if he makes a Beir, even though he doesn't have title, who cares about title? He made a Beir, he is Chayev. Voynech who called a Beir Meshusim. So at the time, when he dug the Beir in his own courtyard, no one is allowed to enter into his courtyard, he's certainly not Chayev. But then, later on, he gave a rishus to people to visit him. He had an open house, open courtyard. So he allowed people to come. So, Karakibe saw Rabbi Rishus in other chayim. Yichsi, Bala Beya, Bibeya Yisri, Bain Torah. Shmuel Soba, Bala Takole. So he could explain it. That we passed by Karakibe, that Bibeya Yisri in other chayim. Why is it a Zakosu of Bala Beya? So maybe the Zakosu for Bala Beya implies not that there are two chayim. One Mechayev is the Asiyas HaBeya, and the other Mechayev is the maintenance, the ownership of Beya. No, maybe the Mechayev, the sole Mechayev is only the Asiyas HaBeya. But if I have property and people have the right to visit my courtyard, so then if I don't watch my Beya, so then it's considered as if I made it. Even though when I made it the Heta Bamo. But the moment I gave rishus to people to visit my courtyard, so then it's considered as if I made it. But the Mechayev is the Asiyas HaBeya. The Mechayev is the Asiyas HaBeya. So the Loshon HaGemara, when the Loshon HaGemara that was Zayin Ches, Yishir Shenogach Sapor, that if Rubin Sheir comes into Shimon's Chotzer, and then he digs a Beir in Shimon's Chotzer, so Reuven is not Chayev, because Ish Beir Yichai, Ish Beir Yishir. But if Shimon finds out that Reuven Sheir dug a Beir in his Chotzer, and he lets people come to his Chotzer, and he doesn't fill up the Beir, So keep the habit of reminding, command the Kaliban. Jesus mentioned it, like, okay, I need them not. So the Russian Mori is keeping the habit of reminding, command the Kaliban. So that means if he is the Baba Mummy, and people are allowed to come into his courtyard, so maybe he is responsible to eliminate a source of damage. So, and if he doesn't eliminate his source of damage, it's considered as if he dug it, even though he's completely innocent insofar as the digging is concerned. Who in shade dug it? He didn't do anything. But since he's in the position to eliminate it as a source of damage, and he doesn't, so it's considered as if the maintenance of the bayon is considered like asiya. Keep the hammer reminded of it. But the basic behind is the asiyas affair, not the place that I own. That's one way of explaining. It seems another way of explaining it is that is separate behind. According to Rabbi, the bear is a rabbi who are not in the Mahal. By time of a coffee, that he has a higher than clearly coach, and we shall be speaking of the three boiler. So there is certainly a higher for a CSA. In every pool, I will be a vicious. Rabakive, so I'll be a vicious in other highness in Balabea. So according to Rabakive, there are two separate Mahalis. One Mahalis is a CSA. That Mahalis applies to a bear that is not vicious rabbi. Another Mahalis is when somebody digs a bear in his own courtyard. And at that time, no one had the right to enter the court. So, nothing wrong with it. But then later on, a month later, he decides to have an open courtyard and invites people to come. And he doesn't fill up the bear. So then, he's also hired to come to Rabbi Kile, and we'll pass by Rabbi Kile. Because we're not a Mechayev. So it's two psuki. The Mechayev of Asporasiyas Abeir is inclusive. The expression the Mechayev of maintaining the bayon about because it's a Baal Mummy. So it's the Mechayev for not watching his bayon, that no hezek should resolve. So that is implicit in the other expression, the other person. Baal Abeir is to separate the Mechayev. That's the second way of explaining. A third way of explaining it is, no, that just as we got to share, what's the Mechayev share? The making of the share, he didn't make the share. The share was born with the Horimah, he was born. So what is the Mechayev? He owns share, he owns the share. So Mele is the Balamoni of the share. So Mele, he's responsible, he has to take care that his property should not cause any damage. So just as in regard to Shea, to care and change, right? So the Mechayev is the title that he has to Shea. So we got him Beia. So we got him Beia. It's also the same thing. And that certainly could very well be read in the words of Chavetzi, where Chavetzi says, you hear Mishayochi Kulam, or the Mechayev. My time of Bala Beia, Malach. So just as there is a Mechayev of Bala Shea, in case of a share that is married, so there is a Mechayev of Balabeya, Mamene. So, and then, all right, there's a group of people with the Be'er Mishis Rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel saw the Be'er Mishis Rabbi, not Mechayev, Tichsif Kivitach Lechimiche. So that means that the basic Mechayev is Mamene, just as Gabi Shea. But the Halacha is, Kivitach Lechimiche, Aliski Psycho Triye, that even though he doesn't have time from the bear is Kakelo, but since he made the bear, so he is considered like a buyer. He is considered to have time in regard to his liability, to his responsibility. So he is considered the owner of the bear, even though he couldn't sell the bear, which is Rabbi, but in regard to his liability, he is considered like the owner of the bear. I mean, so that could very well be read in the words of Rabbeinu, but it could even be read in the words of Rabbi. So in other words, Rabbi says, So in other words, if he makes the Be'er, then he certainly considers it the Bible of the Be'er. He made it, he created it, he produced it, so it's considered the Bible of the Be'er. And then So the question is, so Akiva Soba Avir B'Shusei Nam Echayev Rabbi Shmuel Soba Barcha. It's a little bit of a deicha to read it in Rabbi. But in other words, there are three ways of explaining. Now we pass to Akavati. So that means that the person is Mechuyev the score of Beya in case he digs a Beya Meshes Rabbi, is Mechuyev on the score of Beya in case he digs a Beya in his own courtyard while it was perfectly legitimate for him to dig it because no one was allowed to go in, and later on, a month later, he granted the license to people to come into the courtyard. So in both situations he's high. So it can be explained in three ways. One way is that the basic Mechayev of Beya is the Asir Sapir. So then you ask, you can say, even Beya Meshusei, so it's also higher. The answer is because since he owns the Beria, so it's considered as if he made the Beria. A second way, alternate pshat could be that there are two separate Mechayim. There is one Mechayim of Balamomim, that's the case of Beria Mishayochim, Hifkeshul Yibirei, and there's another Mechayim of Asiya Sapir. A third way is that since in regard to Karen and Shen and Regal, the Mechayev is the fact that he's a Bailey, he doesn't create a Sheya. So here too is the Bailey. But, in other words, even that the psychosis is that if a person produces a Beya, even though he produces it in Karkaimo, so he's considered regarding Tashkin, regarding his own, he's considered as a Bailey, a simply a title. But the soul Mechayev is Mamei. I think that according to the Rajbo, that's the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi. Now, Rabbi, the plain Russian Rabbi indicates that way. Omer Rabbi, Bibeya Bishus Rabbi Kulao Yitigay Mechaye, Mai Kain Oma Kofi Yitach Tachimich, Ima Psiha Chava Kheer Gosh, Masha Tzichha Otis Tchei Boele. What does it mean? That Mechaye is the Asiya Zabe. According to Rabbi. Lui Mechaye Kulao Bibeya Bishus Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva Soba Beya Bishusei Na Mechayev Yichzim Balabeya. So, according to Rabbi, the basic Mechayev is Asiya Sabeya. Mimele, if somebody digs the Beya Bishus Rabbi, where it's Bisa, Shalui Bashus, Bishus Rabbi, so then there is the basic Mechayev. So it goes without saying it. But, Rabbi Kiva says, since the Torah says Balabeya Yishalem, so here we have the Sakosu, that even if he don't the Beya, we had a goal, but if later on he gives rishus to people to come into the courtyard, so maybe it's considered as if he don't it. Later on, when he fails to eliminate it, the moment he gives rishus to people to come in, so then this Beya that he owns becomes a source of damage. So Mimele, so he has to do something about it. And if he fails to eliminate it as a source of damage, it's considered as if he dog, as if he dog is new. That's the other. As if he dog. But the basic Mechayel in both situations is the Asiya Sapir. That's according to Rabbi. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rashba Shiki is that it's just reversed. Rabbi Yitzchak, well, Beya, Bishus, and Yochit, Kula, Omer, Likud, Yidim, Chai. My time is Bala, Beya, Omer, Achman. So we see that just as the Mechai of Yishaya is the fact of Momen, hey, so the Mechai of Beya is also the fact that he's a Bala, Beya. So the Mechai, hey, if he manages to in the Beya, Beya, Dov, Bishus, and then he gave wishes for people to come in, goes without saying this, Chayyah, come to everybody, Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva, everybody. So, keep reading the Bibeya Mishus Rabbi. Rav Shmuel is about the Bibeya Mishus Rabbi, Name Chayyah. Ich zibach ni kach in Yichay. So what is it? It's a Kosovo, a Komite Rav Yitzchak, a Komite Rav Shmuel, that even though the Mechayyah is Momene, and when he digs it, he Mishus Rabbi. It's, it doesn't have title, but there's a Kosovo, it's a Psychologic Chriye, that it, in regard to the Zikin, so he's considered the Bible. In other words, the washing of Rabbi Lezer is שני דבורים אינו נשוסי של אודם ועושה מהכוס לגיון בשוסי חומץ ערב כפסח והוא ביום בשוסי רב Why does he say on the contrary that Roshi seems to indicate that the Mechayev is Momeni because if we say that Mechayev is Momeni the fact that he's a Bayou so then Roshi realizes Beyom Bishis Rav and what kind of a Bayou is it? So then the Kosakosin is considered a Bayou even though he doesn't have title in it he cannot sell it but with that one he's okay he is the Bayou he has title so that's why we didn't what the Rav says Shnei Dvorim in Bishis Rav and Sakosin Bishis Rav but if we are going to say that the Mechayev then Mechayev is the Asiris Abel. So why did he say, Shnei Dvorim in Bishish Shalom, Masach Hosekim Bishish Shalom? It's not a question of yes, Bishish Shalom, not Bishish Shalom. And why does he join it with Chomet and Pesach? Chomet and Pesach. So it's a Nisar of Baal Yoroi, Baal Yimotze. So that means one is not allowed to have title to all Chomet and Pesach. So here, it's Yisr Amoye, so it's not Shalom. But, also Chomet and Bishish Shalom. But here, he's Mechuyim because he made that. So the Rosh by the Baalazah, was that what we should say indicates that way. But according to the Rashbu, apparently, there's the machleke between Rav and Chavitz. There are three ways of explaining it there. One way is that the soul of Mechayev is Momene. Why is it Mechuyev? Why is it Mechuyev for Asiyas? For Asiyas, the Abeli of Yeshus Rabbi, because since he made it, so then it's considered the Bible, also Makosu Kedesh, you see. Another way of explaining it is the soul Mechayev is the Asiyas Abel. Why is Mechayev by Beel, you should say, when he dug it, they had a gobble. But the answer is, since he has title in the Beel, and he allows people to come in, so the Mele, it's his responsibility to eliminate it. If he doesn't, it's considered as if he dug it. As if he dug it. Oh, and the third way of explaining it is, there are two separate Mechayev. Two psukim. One posik is the posik of Kiyiftah, so that's the Mechayev that is expressive of the Mechayev of the Asiyas Abeya. The other posik is Ba'aveh Yishalei, that's the Mechayev of Momen. So that's the way. So it seems that the Rashbo rejects that there are two Mechayev. And the Rashbo holds it's either the Momen is the Mechayev or the Asiyas Abeya Mechayev. But how is it? According to Rabbi, so is that Asiyas Abeya Mechayev? According to Rabbi Yisir, it's the moment, the title that is Mechayev. But if he digs it, which is Rabbi, he's considered as Momene. So this is what Rajpo says. Maishte beyad Momene hush merose olecho, avodav di beyalav Momene, mistavu nidu rebusik omar ohe. Leima, rafiru tinto leima, ki budei krak moni vishuscho, havanana omeincho. So he says, rebusik omar, afiru tinto leima. What is it? Shaykh to say, Tzolimah, there's an Abayah. There is no Abayah. The answer is that the Rashbo has referenced the Machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael. And whenever there is a Machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael, so he passed like Rabbi. What does Rabbi say? That the Bibir which is Rabbi Kula'ulu Lepli. So that means that the basic Mechayev is Asiyas Abayah. That's why it goes without saying, if somebody needs a Bibir which is Rabbi, it's Chayev. Doesn't have title, it's not the title. The Mechayev is Asiyas Abayah. But even when he digs the bay of Heta Gomo, which is Ayochi, but then he's Mafter Mishusei. So, Hilke Mishusei is a bay, so he's also higher, because it's considered keeping the Havre with Mali, and with Mali, Kimani Kalidon. He can more get up from Ches, and Zion, and Ches, and more come. So, that's according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, he says, Sadi Kamta, and Mir, which is Yahweh, to our own field of him. So the double portion is, Dabkin Beiriyam, which he has died, because then the soul of Mechayev. And the Machlech between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, when the Beir Mishas Ram is also Chayev. So Rabbi Shmuel says yes. Why? Rabbi Akiva says no. Why does Rabbi Akiva say no? Because there is no money. It's like Yishir Shor Hefkiah. Can anyone be Mechuyev for Yishir Shor Hefkiah? So Beir Mishas Ram is like Yishir Shor Hefkiah. The answer is, Rabbi Shmuel learns out from the passage. So that posik is declaratory of the halacha that if somebody digs a bayah, so the gadol zokin is considered as if he's the balmor. So that's what he says. Alive demes, so gadol bayah, we shouldn't mention mamincha because we pass like rabbi. So the soul in the chayim with the asiyas abeyah. But why would the more use the lashon mamincha? Because in respect to the bayah, everybody agrees that the soul in the chayim is the fact, the type. And in respect to Beir, I call it Rabbi Yisrael also. The Mechayim is Momenko. So that's why he's used this. Avogav de Beir Lavonu, Mislavon de Luzikom Ahochrima. Da Kibu Tizorima, Kibu Yekim Achmon and Yeshushra have an Amo Momenko. Who is that? That's only Rabbi Yisrael. And Rabbi Oza always says, Shnei Dvorim Yom Beshushra Odom, that's what you say. So in the Hanan, I will be Yom Hasesitz, we pass it like Rabbi. So we shouldn't say, Shnei Dvorim Yom Beshushra Odom, that's what you say. And they mean, so the Mechayev is not modern, but that is modern. So in other words, the according to Texas, there is a basic distinction between Sheir on one end and Beir Beish on the other. Sheir is, of course, the Mechayev is not Asher Tamad. He did it. Beir is the Sheir. Anyway, the Mechayev is the name. Masha'im Keir. The Beir Beish, the Mechayev is, the Mechayev is, not the Asiyas, not the contrary, not the fact that he owns the age, not the fact that he owns the day, but the fact that he made the day. So you ask when he passed like Kalakive, that if you don't appear, we should say, we have the bubble, and then if you say, the answer is, keep the Havel, the Mariam, the Mariam, the Mariam, the Mariam, the Mariam, and they say, so, and the age, the same thing. The age is, but Rashi is there. Regarding the Ish, Rashi Shite is that according to Shlokish, the Tishin Shimamene, that in Hanami, Ruben will be Madden Tishis of Havere, with Shimon the Ish, so Ruben will be Potter. So according to Rashi, so definitely, in respect to Ish, according to Rashi, the Mechayim is the moment, for a moment just as we can share. What is Rashi Shite in respect to Beya, that we don't know. Maybe there is a distinction. Maybe Rashi will be made there. The deep respect to age, we don't have a special dose of course of our Kitzir will clear, so if we say, Inshilab, Inshilchitzot. So it's like Sheria. So it has to be about a moment. But in respect to Beir, in view of the fact that there is a special dose of course of our Kitzir will clear, boy, so Beir is different. Or maybe, according to Rashi, so just as age, so the soul in the higher is moment. And it's all Mechayim's woman, so by Beir it's also Mechayim's woman. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva, I mean, we certainly pass not like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Shmuel, that Beir Mishas Rabbi is Chayev, maybe there because the Kirzakos of Ha'u, it's clear, tells us that if he makes a Beir, then it's considered a Bible. So that's only Deiter Takosuk we have only with Gabi Beir. We don't have Deiter Takosuk with Gabeish. So that's why Beir Kasha says that for Beir, in Bolokame, that if Rube is Madi Dishin Havela, you shouldn't say so Rube is not. So one thing is clear, that according to Tesis, there is a basic distinction between Sheir on one hand and Beir Adesh on the other. Sheir the Mechayev is Momencho, and Beir Adesh, the Mechayev is Dasiyah Zaman. Even though he's mechuyev by Beir, even when he doesn't make a mazik, so the answer is because King that since he's the balamoni, so how will we manage? Will we manage to make carried on it? So it's considered that he made mazik. That's according to this. According to the Rashbo, so in respect to the Rashbo doesn't say anything. The Rashbo doesn't say anything here in regard to age, but the Rashbo does say that from Beir by him, he's really can rush. So in respect to Eilish, the Rashbo Shikin is that the Mechayev is the Asiyah's age, not the fact that he owns the age. He's really Kamash. But here, in respect to Beir, so from Rashbo it's Mashma, that that's stolen the Machlokes between Rabbi and Aliyah. Since we pass for like Rabbi, so that means the Mechayev is the Asiyah's Abeir, not the Momen. According to Aliyah, saying the Mechayev is Momen. So that's why the Gemara mentions here, Momen Chol, we got the Beir, in order that it should accord even a little bit of the answer. That's what Rashi said. According to Rashi, so insofar as Eish is concerned, in the high age, what is Rashi shitting? In respect to Beir, is it the same as Eish, or maybe Beir is different because of the special of Apostle, Awitzi Tzicha Ukri, and that's what it's called.
Shir Yudal from Baba Kama Dalat El Anitov Shemem Bay, September 21st, 1982,
on Tuesday. What is Ma? The English word or Ma is Hashem, who he came to the Shanky Shep. So, when Rachpope says Yesh Melakali to them, he could not have reference to Shem, because Shem would say it's Kali to them. Even Abdon and Mavis are Odom. My Odom is my Totes, he's taking the little thing Av Nia, told the Yoshin, but now no more Odom is the Elam, the Nia of the Yoshin, and the Akicha Yinir. Hey, Chadom. He bad it out with Kamaske, Keirea. So Keirea. So that means, So Gemara doesn't mean that it's not at all, but it's Kalitzer. He was a denier, being a rabbi in Shmuel, I'm a Beir. And told him the Beir is Kalitzer. And we told him the Mavikima, the Chikom Arapope, I told the age, my new, he was not going to take him as he was not going to take him as he was not going I bade de tag ook om aske aan ee, smaish is kech om door de mikros al echo, ham nam a kech aan door de mikros al echo, el het ook deze kees. De gie kom aan rapope, we learn that, am in lesta. De gie kom aan rapope, al tol de reg. So regel, o kinne tol de regel ke regel, so now the gemore comes to the final kinne, that rapope is reference to tol de regel, and which tol de regel of kirche, of tzuris, bechotzin ezek tzuris. The Yulka Zegmir, Vamai, call it told in the regel, we shall have been Ali. So why is it called told in the regel? Monefzer. If it pays Chotinese, so it seems to be more analogous to Keren. Why is it called told in the regel? The answer is no. It's not analogous to Keren in any way. Because Keren, the Allah is, it pays Chotinese, though, not pays only of damages. In addition, he doesn't have to pay from his assets. You cannot collect from the assets, but only from the goof Hashir Amazit. Suppose, even the health damages can only be collected from the goof of the Hashir Amazit. Suppose a Shea, the Hashir Amazit is worth $100, and the Hashir Amazit is worth $400. So, what is the health damages? $200. So he cannot collect $200. He can only collect to the extent of the Guba Mazik. If the Guba Mazik is only worth $100, so the Nizek takes the Mazik and that's all. So it's only the Guba. Mashain ke chotzen elektrures, he pays an aliyah. Bez can collect from his general asset. He can even collect from the Rekiah. So, from the Rekiah, if we say that the Aksura Bechiro is Kiksura Bishtavan, so in other words, it's an aliyah. So, since the chotzen elektrures, he can collect from the aliyah, from the general assets of the Mazik, so mele, it's analogous to Regel, and it's not analogous in any way to Kef. So that's why is it all the right? My call the regular shall now leave. But mi boye robe, mi boye robe, chotzen le yetzru es mizuk mi shall now leave, mi shall leave. Mi robe, mi boye robe, le ra, kope pshitoi. So then the question is, mi robe, mi boye robe, and my call it all the regular, if there is an alternative in the mind of robe, that he pays mi gufe only, and chotzen eze, so it seems to be analogous completely to Karen. Why is it called Told Regel, in what way is it analogous to Regel? The answer is, because just as Regel is part of Meshes Rabbi, so the Tzchures of the Regel is also part of Meshes Rabbi. Am I the Regel, the people Meshes Rabbi. Now the Rashi. The Chotin Elek Tzchures, Shoyis Ma Lechem, Viti Zot Tzchures, Brad, Lelo, Mishivu, Zatiri. The Kano, and you have the Lelo, the Mishim, Sinai, the Lomain, who will Iknaz. The Abel, and the Paul, the Nezik, Shulik, Yechav, Iknaz. Come on, I told him to remain who will be collected. He called him who held the regal, held the regal, which he had regal with us, if regal have it, the regal we shall be shown by the rap book. But my poly told the regal we shall be schemed, so we shall not leo. She means the Koyezel Mashi, show him we shall have the base age regal. The receiver of the regal and the day, so we have it, he care. The Namazic we shall know in the group, the receiver Mocho, as a Shira Hai. The Chotzeres Kaste, the Nizikis of the Dome of Mati Danese, who Roba might call it all the regal, we pay for him, which is a rabbi. She read all the regal in the Hayeris of the Knesset, which is a Nizik, the Nizikon. The Chsi, Bo, Vishira, Hel, Biro, 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 Acher, behind the Vishus, Hanin. Yes?
Question of the order from the Rashi that whether something is sold or not seems to be directly related or intrinsically related to whether the Hashuman are the same. That doesn't sound like the result or the Shatan that we've said in some way.
Why? I mean, what is a role of the
Avel? Well, that it's based on the characteristics, so it's a told of it because it is. I mean, in other words, the Hashuman only a side point, not that that makes it a told of something or not. And also the Tosfos, Amai. In the Rashi,
there, we call it Amai. What do you mean
Amai? So just for that, it shouldn't be a Cholmah Regal. Avagal
is on the Regal, Kim Shedino Cholmah, Hoyo Likris Lo Shem Bifnei Atzma.
Just because it's Hashulman, but it has all the characteristics.
Well, Ravel says that in the Rishayim, in the Shittes Rosh, the Shittes Rosh, who says that even if a certain Mazik is deduced from two Mazikim, so the Shittes Rosh is, it's not limited by the limitations of each mazik, but it is limited by the limitations of that mazik to which it conforms primarily. So in other words, so if we let's say avoni masikini masoi shemiyachem berushgavi v'noflu beruach mitzuyo v'iziku la'acha shenof. So there's a machlok of the shame. So the shittes Rosh is, even though it's deduced from beir and age. So Yesh Minag Deli, who say in that stays a shikhe here, so that it is to be limited by the limitations of both. In other words, this kind of Avonei Sakini Masoi will be potter for Tomun, and it will be potter for Beir, but the Shikhe Soroshi is not. It's potter for Kevin, but for Tomun it's not potter. Why? Because even though it is deduced by both, because if not for the Zerasakosu, that Eish is higher, so then I wouldn't know. So then there would be Pircha. We couldn't learn it out. We couldn't learn it out from Beir itself, because here there is Kiya Chacham Urabe. So Mimele, we have to learn it out from Beir and Eish. But once we do learn it out from Beir and Eish, so in final analysis, essential, what kind of a Mazik is that? It's a Mazik of Takole. So Mimele, it has the same meaning. Now, so, but the Yishnachelim who say Lachelik, so obviously they don't adopt that Torah. So the Rebbe says it in the Shite of the Rosh, but he doesn't say it in all. On the contrary, Teisa Shite is to the contrary. So in Mele, even though Teisa says, Abba God, we don't know the Rebbe, Kim Dino Ho, Hoyo Lo Nikri Lo Shem Bifni Atzmo, Hashem is me'atzmo, because Teisa is l'shitose. So that's why Teisa emphasizes Kidu Shedino Holu Hoyo Lo Likris Lo Shem
is me'atzmo. Not
because the characteristics are different, because that's Teisa is l'shitose. But when
he was discussing
why. Yeah. But and it's even possible, even according to Teisa, who do not, the Rebbe doesn't say it to Teisa, but even according to Teisa, Even according to the Roshi, who says that even though it is deduced from Tumaziki, so in other words, in final analysis, it has to be treated like that Mazik to whose characteristics it conforms. So over there, Avon Isakini Masoi, Sheinichon Berizgadu, Berizgadu, Vinoch Berach Mitzio, Vizikul Achashanochu, so in final analysis, what kind of a Mazik is it? It conforms to the Hezek operates in the same way as the regular Beir operates. How does it Beir Mazik? By a person or an animal tripping as it occurs. So here too, the Avon Isakin and Masoi Shinich Beir Gadi will know from the Messiah, the Vizikul Achashanochu. So it operates that way as it occurs. My shaking here, it doesn't operate exactly the same way as Regel, because Regel is magic with its good, and Tzureis is magic with its chaos. So there is no identical form of operation. You see, over there, let's say, in the case of Avonei Sakim and Masoei Shenichon Beresh Gagei, V'nochu B'ruach Mitzio, V'iziku L'ach HaShenochu. So once it is not, how does the Hezek take place? In the same way as Avon Isakini Masoe Sheinichon Kushesara. The difference consists in the origin. How does, in the case of Avon Isakini Masoe Sheinichon Kushesara, so then at the very outset he made it into Dakor. And in the case of Avon Isakini Masoe Sheinichon Reshgagim Loch Bevotsuyo, so at the very outset it wasn't set up as a Dakor. But then, through an external agency, the wind, so it became a Tachore. But ultimately, it operates in exactly the same way, as Beir, as Avon Isakim and Masoi, Shenichon Meshes Rabin. Mashenkin here, the form of the operation is not identical with Regel. Regel, the Hezek by Regel, takes place for the book. Mashiach came. Here it's a chaos. It's something else entirely. Yes.
Yes. The
No. The Gemara is only saying, that if Tzvues would not have one common characteristic with Regel, it's not chaos to say to Regel. There has to be, in order to say Tovu Regel, there has to be a certain common denominator. So the Gemara says, according to the alternative in the Book of Prophet, that Chotzi Nezek Tzvues pays Migufen. It pays Chotzi Nezek, it pays Migufen. So how can it be called Tovu Regel if there is not even a single common denominator between a single common characteristic? So the Gemara says, no. There is one single common characteristic. We pay from Mishas Rabu. So Mimele, it can be called. But if it didn't have even a single common characteristic with Regel, so how could you link it to Regel? It wouldn't make sense to be considered called the Regel when there is nothing in common between them. All right. Hamadu Laheb. My man. Rabu Mamadu Laheb. ושמואל אומר מעבר זה השם רב אומר מעבר זה אודום יחסי אומר השם מאיר עושה ביקר וגם לא לו אם תבואו יום בויו זה תפוסק ישי and what ישי say o machinery ya that mean machinery ya the brain shall ya o so brain kya the morning of eyes in darkness. In other words, if the morning is for the tzaddikim and the darkness is for the rishonim, in divine body. Now, the actual meaning, the literal meaning of divine means interrogate, inquire. If you inquire, and if you ask, if you beg, borrow, inquire. Shuvo yisoy, and return. So in other words, that passage talks of tshuva, but divine means interrogate, inquire. But Rashi says, also they care do what Sabiki, we got no law, he shall show you, in Toshu will be sure with the Bakshu Mechila Boyu. So, in other words, so in Tiboyu, even though literally Tiboyu means if you inquire, if you ask, but it really means if you do tshuva, because you cannot do tshuva unless you are mevakish mechila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you committed sins, not mechaveret, so you have to be mevakish mechila from your fellow men. So in other words, so the term tivoy is expressive of tshuva. In tivoy and boy, tshuva is all, and that's, the Gemara doesn't mention the last words. In other words, return unto the Rebbe Yishol. How does that show that Mavi is Odo? So there it doesn't talk. It says only it talks of tshuva. Now, so I remember as a little child, a little boy, 8 years old. So my uncle Rav Nachum Krakowski, the mechaber of Avodas HaMelech and Sifra Amad, he was, besides being going, so he was an outstanding speaker. He was considered as one of the greatest speakers among the Gdelim in the last generation, if not the greatest. He was the Vilna Stotmari. Now, Vilna had a tradition since the days of the Goyen not to appoint anyone as a rov. Because the Goyen was in Vilna and he was not a rov. So because of that, there was a tradition in Vilna that no one, no matter how great he is, cannot be considered as a rov in Vilna. Because the Goyen was in Vilna and he was not a Rav in Vilna. So no one can be a Rav in Vilna. But someone had to be, I mean, like the Reish Bezdin. So the Stotmagit, he was born who preached, you know, who said Musa. I mean, it wasn't the kind of Roshes that rabbis today, you know. So he was really, became the Rav. So Rav Nachum Krakowski, the Mechaber of Avodas HaMelech, so he was a Vilna Stotmagit and he was an outstanding speaker. I remember, I heard him when I was 8 years old, and at that time I happened to learn Avodas. So he mentioned this Gemara. He says, Mavis Odom, Chasif, Omar Sheimei, Oso Beitya, Vigam Loiro, in Tivon, in Vodom. So the question is, so how does that prove that Mavis Odom? How does that prove that Mavis Odom? Tivon is from motion of Tshuva. So what has it to do with Odom? The answer is, because an Odom is capable of doing tshuva. So let Rabin HaKodesh didn't know any other word, he had to form a new word, Mavet, he couldn't have said, Avoris Nizikin, Hashaya Vavei, Odom Vareda. He didn't know the term Odom. He had to coin a new expression. The answer is, Rabin HaKodesh could not have employed the term. I mean, this is the real pshat in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. He could not have employed the term Odom, because Odom means that he has a regard for human rights. What kind of an Odom is he? He doesn't act like an Odom, he doesn't act like a human being. He goes and is mazik. That's an Odom. On the contrary, he divests himself of the whole image of an Odom. Odom means Bitzalam Elokim, and if a person has no regard for the rights of others, he's not an Odom. So he couldn't call him Odom. So as a matter of fact, if anyone is mazik, so then he thereby actually divests himself of the whole image of an Odom. Because Odom means the Tzalam Elokim. But if he acts contrary to the Tzalam Elokim, that inheres in his personality, so he's not an Odom anymore. But fortunately, the Rebbeinu Shalom granted a matone tova to human beings, the possibility of tshuva. So in other words, so is the potential Odom, but the mazik is not an actual Odom. he's only potential of. He can do children, become another. But once, right now, he's not another. He's not another. He acts like an animal if he's mazik. So, but his potential is another. And why is he potentially another? Because of the potential of doing children. So that's why Rabbi Akodesh used the lotion of mavet from intivoyim. Intivoyim means children. So in other words, so mavet really means a potential. That's what mavet means. Because mavet is derived from the term from tivoyim. If you inquire, if you are mevakish mechilah, so. If you hurt people, you have to be misaken some of us. That's the way of doing truth. So in other words, so in other words, that's why the Mishnah uses the Losh Mavet rather than Od. Ushmuel Omar, Mavet Zashe. Mavet Zashe. Dirsiv, Eich Lech Pisrei, Sof Livu Matzmon. So, the plain meaning of that passage in the Bible, Eich Nech to say Esau, you better say no. How was Esau searched and all his internals were sought out? But Rashi said, that's the Pshat in Targum Rav Yosef. In Targum Rav Yosef, Yodin is Balish Esau, is Galim Matmurol. So Nech Peru, Nibu, is not the way it's translated. In other words, sought out his eternals. How the internals of Esau sought out, but it means exposed. Because usually the internals of a person are hidden. No one can see them. But Esau, through his wickedness and his riches, so he himself revealed his internals, the ulterior motives that he had in everything he did. So Nivu in the sense of exposed, revealed, Nisgal. So Igriya, revealed, Tavumisha Nivu, Alma Nivu Washingilu, revealed, exposed, Hilka Oma Mabeze Hashem, the Mabe Washingilu. The high Hashem, Shepom Nigulu Pom Nakusek. Now we can ask what the same kasha that Ravnachem Krakowski asked about against Rav, we can ask against Shmuel too. Why, according to Shmuel, why did Rabbi Akodesh had to pick a new word? Mave, you couldn't say Shem. The answer is what? So as far as Shem is concerned, there is no difficulty. Because Shem is, it does not apply only to Shem. There are all kinds of telodes of Shem. He's equal to, Nischacha for the face of Anoso, Tim for Peres of Anoso. So in other words, so what is the essential characteristic of Shem? Not with the mouth. It can be done not with the mouth. It means, Yesh Anoye Rezeiko. But what kind of Anoye? What kind of Anoye? The Anoye of gratifying the instincts. The animal instincts, hunger or the other instincts. So maybe it's not limited only to Shem. If the din of Shem, the heel of Shem had been limited only to Shem, so then Rabbi Akodesh would say Shem. But Tim for Peres Lan also. The Shem does not participate in that. But the common denominator of all the Ezekiels done by Shem, it consists in the fact that it's done as a result of a certain drive, of a certain instinct in hearing, in the sight of the animal. The sight of the animal, whether it's hunger or something else. So that's why Rabbi HaKodesh used the term mavet from Nivu Matzpuno. In other words, what is Nivu Matzpuno? The internals were revealed. So, in other words, until a behemoth does something to gratify an instinct, so no one can see what kind of drive the behemoth has. But once the behemoth does something, then we see then the behemoth exposes her own internals. So that's why the Mishnah uses the term mother. Yes.
That's the case, though, that
Hever also doesn't just include Hever also includes other stuff. Like, some, I don't think about Sarah Shaniath, Rosh Kaido, Banach, Lulu, Rafa, and Sweden. What else? All right. Okay. All right. It's a point. Alright. The Rav, my time with Omar Kishmuel. Rav, why didn't he say like Shmuel? Omar, mi kotone nive. Nive. In other words, if it is Ishen and it's called mother, because the internal, I mean the Shen becomes revealed, becomes exposed, the Hema is. So the Shen becomes exposed, so we should use the term nive. The mashma watsme nive nigle. Mave katone. Shul mave de varache. Alright. Ushmua matane de makarav. Omaloch mi katone boye. In other words, if it has reference to Odom. And why does it happen? Why is this appellation applied to Odom? Because an Odom is potentially able to do tshuva. So then, we should not use hifil, but we should use mavi is hifil. We should use boye. That's what Shmuel says. And what's the pshat of Rav? All right, that's what Shmuel says. My time lo makra. And so he says, omalo mikotone boye. And but what does Rav say? The Gemara doesn't say. So I think in line with what Rav Nachum said, so we can understand that, because since Rabin HaKodesh did not want to use the term Odom in respect to a person who is not Isimaisi Odom, some male, but he uses another term, which means potentially, it's a potential Odom, through Tshuvah. So he's a potential Odom. He can transform himself into an Odom. But right at this moment, he's not an Odom. So, Mimele, the Rabin HaKodesh uses the Lashon of Hifil, of Mave, rather than Boye, because when a person does Tshuva, so he really has to change his personality. It's not Tshuva, he just does Tshuva. He has to recreate himself. In other words, he has to change, because at the moment, before he does Tshuva, he's a Roshe. And then when he does Tshuva, and if he does real Tshuva, so he becomes a Tzaddik. So that means he has to act upon another person. He has to prevail upon the heretofore Roshe that he should do Tshuva and become a Tzaddik, become another person. So that's why we use Hifil rather than Kav. Alright. Rav, my time is almost in Shmuel. So the question is, all right, you can say this way, you can say that way. Now, one thing is clear, that Mave is either descriptive of Odom or is descriptive of Shem. So what is the real reason as to why Rav says that it must be descriptive of Odom and Shmuel says it must be descriptive of Shem? Either one seems reasonable. Kal matam rav Shmuel, tome, so in other words, on the basis of the etymological meaning of the word, we could not conclude, because both svores of Rav and Shmuel are equally sound. So there must be a substantive right, not just an etymological right. So what is it? Rav matam rav Shmuel. So Gemara says, because it's not mistaber, according to Rav, it's not mistaber that the Mishnah, when it says Mabe, he just is expressive of one mazik in Sheya, because after all, Sheya has three mazik. There's Karen, there is Shen, there is Reya. So if we say that Mabe means Odom, so that means So far, the Mishnah doesn't mention. Doesn't mention share. So, and the Mishnah does mention share. I mean, it mentions share, hashare. So when the Mishnah mentions share, so according to Rav, so when the Mishnah mentions share, it includes all the three mazikim, sharen, shen, and right. But if we say that mavi shen, so then share means either a girl, the Gemara discuss it, or it means Karen. So why should the Mishnah first mention share in general and then mention one particular kind of share? Share. So that's the rap. Alright. Ushmuel Nano Tono Share. Omrabi the Tono Share with Han. Umabu Shay. So in other words, share is reference to Karen. And Mabu is reference to share. Vertum. Loi the Yacharan Shinano Zeke, Kiryashin Shikamo Zeko, Loi the Yacharan Shikamo Shirahazi, Kiryakirin Shikamo Shirahazi. Now, what Rashi doesn't really explain, Pesach explains anymore, but let's see Rashi. Loi the Yacharan Shinano, Balpoko Kokomipo, Loi the Yacharan Shinano Zeke, Kirashin, Kilimadikotrahmani Karen, the Hayo Vasi Sheminay. And the pshat in the Mishnah and in the Braise, whenever it says Loyri, Zekiri, so it means if the first one is more homo in a certain sense than the other one. So that means Loyri, Akeren, Shinamu, Zekiri, Kirashi, Shinamu, Zekiri. So in one respect, Keren is more homo than Shem. Mimele, if the Torah is called out Keren, I couldn't give you Shem from it. That I could say, you know why Karen is higher? Because Karen has that peculiar chumre. What's the peculiar chumre? It has no anoila zeike. So maybe because of that peculiar chumre of in anoila zeike, that's why it's higher. But Shem does not have the chumre of in anoila zeike. So maybe it's better. So in other words, so Rav Yehuda is now implying that not in anoila zeike is a chumre. I mean, the Svore Pshuto is the other way. So, that's what we more ask, like our Hino. But right now, so Rav Yehuda is implying that the Eina Mele Zeike is a Chumre. So, this is explained. It has to make sense. Alright, the Maskol of the more is not that way. But the Kalari by Kalari, so it doesn't make sense. So, this is explained. So, the Mele, I could say, only Keren is right. Because Keren is in Amira Zeke. So maybe if it's in Amira Zeke, so it means there is no real drive. No real drive, but it's Shem. So there is the hunger drive that impels the behavior to eat, to be mad. Mashiach in Keren, in Amira Zeke. So there is no basic animal drive that impels the Keren, the Shea, to go. So in Melee, if there is no real animal drive that impels the behemoth law, so it's relatively easy to watch the share so that it wouldn't go. Upshia posha, shahoyo nishmiya share, shemikawi yokwe shenile. It doesn't, in order to restrain the share from going, so it doesn't involve any hard work. Because he's not even impelled by a certain drive to go. So it can very easily be restrained and watched. And that's why, so maybe if he doesn't exercise that care that is relatively easy to exercise, so he's certainly negligent. I mean, it just a small quantity of shear would be sufficient to deter the share from going. So the melee is, if he didn't do even the small quantity of care, so he's certainly pesheya, so he has to be mechuyev. Upshia, but shereolish pesheya, so the kalim of the same way. Shein chukol ha'ad, if he doesn't have the drive to be madi. Shein shenano la'zeiko, avu shen shein shenano la'zeiko, havu keinemes. So, but shen, that is impelled by basic animal drive to eat, to satisfy the hunger. So mele, it requires relatively a high degree of shmira in order to deter the shea from being magically the shea. Have a so it's hard to watch it. It's difficult to watch it. So maybe the Torah doesn't require an owner to exercise the degree of care that involves hard work. Hard work. So you have to say, "Oh, Hashem, don't go to Hanasi. We will be Hashem, and then we will be Hashem. She comes to the Hazi, she comes to the Hazi. We will be Hashem, she comes to the Hazi. The Yitzchotok for." So, since Shem is not Kavanos Elahavi, Uvikal Yochol Shem. To the Akeren, the Kavanose, Lehazi, the Yitzchotokvo, the Yochol Shemvo, Kolkach Yoch. So in other words, it's the same. It's the same Lomdes, but just double. But in the first Loyri, so the Tame emphasized the fact that it's in a mele zeke, so mele, it's not so difficult to restrain the share, if in a mele zeke. But in the second read, so there, the Tanah emphasizes the fact that by Shem, so it's in Kavanos Elahavi. Two, there is a mele, so that's only an instinct of hunger. Basheinke, Kavanos Elahazik, so it's an instinct of sine, of sine. So sometimes the instinct of sine is greater than the instinct of hunger. I mean that you see among people. You see that Rishoyim will stay hungry, will stay hungry days and nights in order to defeat an enemy. So that means that the instinct of sine, the kavanos elahazik, the motive of sine, you know, of hatred and the desire to do harm, so sometimes it's even a stronger drive than the drive of hunger. So that's why the Gemara says, so v'loy riyasheh shei kavanos elahazik. So even though there is hanoye, but that instinct is not always as strong as the instinct of the kavona lahazik. So the mele, since it's a kavona lahazik, so it's relatively, so you could say it's relatively easy to watch it. To yachanesh kavona lahazik. So if a certain shea is impelled by desire to go, so there it is. Relatively, it might be relatively difficult to exercise care in order to deter the shea from going. Now let's see the rest. The Gemara doesn't say, "Uma keren shein hamele zeike chayev shein shiish hamele zeike mikolshu." But so Rashi says, the Gemara means the same thing. Why do not make a poor hatay mikam? Because of keren al nafshei mikalochei uma keren shein hamele zeike chayev. Why lekel itruze di hoche mifchish and milsed Rav Yude? Lo yiri akeren shein hamele because of shem leasu keremenei. Lo yiri ashen kamel se lahadu because of keren leasu shemenei. Lo yidik shein milu. So in other words, maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is not if the thing that is mentioned first had been mentioned in the Torah, we couldn't deduce the other item that is mentioned second. Maybe the pshat is loyri akeren shein hamele zeike hashem no zeike. If shen had been mentioned, I couldn't deduce keren from it. So he says no, because we see from Loshna Mishneh that when the Mishneh says loyri, so it means Loyri, the thing that is mentioned first, could not be a melamed for that which is mentioned later. Wird die Haya Mut ist in der Schnaschaf. Aber auch die Beine mit der Chabra in der Eilöcke der Reiche. Die Belange ist Menschen first. Und die Lomme ist Menschen second. Kein ich tolle Massis. Der Reihe ist, nur in seine Seche ist der Lachai, kein Reiche in der Lachai. So, wie ich was meine Tafel, was ich da war, auch eine Kollege, die tolle Lomme in Seche ist, auch die Beine hat nur der Chabra in der Eilöcke der Reiche. Die Belange ist Menschen first. Und die Lomme ist Menschen second. Kein ich tolle Massis. Wohin kommen wir? Lomme in Seche ist, in die Nachkotze mit der Rolle in der Seche. Or I took more scotch, you are calling no, who matches from the last culture, from the last boy coach me, that this for a pute. In other words, if Shen is Zenkan was last, so if it's Zenkan was last, so it's less than a matter. So it's still is higher, Karen that is more of a matter. It is so wild, the Karen, that's Kavanoza Lahadi. So it's relatively more ferocious. Then Shem that is not a Maslahadi. So we certainly should have, that's the Svarab Shooter. So the Gemara says, Istra. So, because I come in and have a Evidromo, Evidromo, Lava, and Gamka Maslahadi, that's the Lachat Kira, and I'm a Lachat. I mean, it's worthwhile to look up the Mishnah Yodayim. The Mishnah Yodayim there mentions certain dialogues that took place between the Zukim and the Pushim. So one dialogue took place between the Zukim and the Pushim in respect to Kisra Kiddush and Kamis Yivan. They didn't, the Zukim did not approve of this aloha, Kisri Akidesh, Mitamim Yisirvah. I mean, they felt that is contrary, repugnant to all others, that Kisri Akidesh and Mitamim Yisirvah. So, the Mishnah mentions the discussion took place between the Zukim and the Pusim. And then, another thing that the Zukim did not approve of, because the aloha declares, if he shared the Chameya, so, Amazik, so then the owner has to pay. But if an Eved is normal, Amazik, so the owner does not have to pay. He's not responsible. He's not responsible. So the Zdukim said to the Pusim, if Sheir el Hamir, Sheir Mukhiyom the Mitzvah. So the owner is responsible for their any damage caused by them. So the owner certainly should be responsible. That was the timing of the Zuk. So the Pusim answered that so they cannot expite him. Will not expite him. Machine can never no more can become spiteful to the master. He becomes angry. And the Rav, the Master, so there, he'll spitefully set fire to the God. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? So apparently, the Gemara says, it's that in other words, that Rav Yudeh assumed that the Pshat in the reason is why Eved the Omo, so the owner is potter to pay for the damages caused by the Eved the Omo.